Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 and 2. For the kingdom of heaven is like the landowner who went out early one morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay the normal daily wage and sent them out to work. All of Jesus' parables make us sit up. In their very different ways, they're deeply challenging and surprising, and this particular parable is bound to offend anyone who has a natural sense of justice. A landowner hired workers for his vineyard at various times of the day. Some were hired early morning, and then others at 9 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and 5 o'clock. So far, so good. The problem is that the landowner decided to pay all of them exactly the same amount. They all received the full day's wage. The people who'd sweated through the whole day felt that this was profoundly unfair, and I think any trades union official would heartily agree. However, the landowner pointed out that he had every right to do whatever he wanted with his own money. It's not hard to understand what Jesus was saying. He was saying that everyone was welcome into his kingdom on exactly the same basis. So those who crept in at the last minute were just as welcome as those who had served him all their lives. That is to say, God doesn't deal with us on the basis of justice. If he did so, none of us would deserve anything. He deals with us on the basis of grace, sheer gift and generosity. When Jesus promised the thief on the cross beside him, saying, "Today you will be with me in paradise," I'm sure that many people felt that this was profoundly unfair. Why should he be blessed in the same way as those who had faithfully served God for years? But that's grace. That's the overwhelming generosity of God, who welcomes every kind of person into his kingdom, even thieves, tax collectors, and prostitutes. For the Pharisees, who assumed that their long adherence to the Jewish law gave them a secure place in God's kingdom, this was all very confusing. The idea that God would welcome Gentiles who'd come very late to the party was totally baffling for them. But that's grace. And we need to thank God that his arms are outstretched to welcome us and all who are willing to come to him in faith. So let me ask you a question. How do you respond to the fact that God treats you with grace and not with justice? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for your perfect love and grace. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.